You go to Darul Uloom, Hifza. You go there, you ask the student, Surah number 24, Ayat number 32. They read it.
Allah.
How they read it? How they got Malawi, the students, young boys, Jayyid Hafiz. Because they got nothing else in the day. No TV, no school, no all this filth and dirt. So their hearts are open. So anyway, wherever a person is engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he's in a garden. For ghaflat in dunya hai dashtra. And reality is, when a person is unmindful of Allah, committing guna, doesn't think of Allah, then that is a desert, it is a jungle, it is a jail. He can be in the, he thinks I'm in a nightclub, but he's in actually in a jail. He's in a desert. He's in bad conditions. He can be anywhere. He's not in the for obedience of Allah Ta'ala. He hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam. Whoever made hijrat on your name, Allah, for your pleasure. And this is the month of hijrat. Our new year has started. So a person who has made hijrat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is, whether he has left home, gone to another place, whether he has given up his gunas, is also hijrat. We all have made hijrat also, we have come here, all left our homes. But whoever did it for the pleasure of Allah. One riwayat comes, and we should try and inculcate this in our lives whenever we go for Jamaat Namaz Masjid we go. Make this niyat also anywhere else, like we all came here. When visit a sick person, anywhere. That when you are, there will be Muslims there, make the niyat of ziyarat a Muslim, to visit a Muslim. Then from every part of the body, tasbih comes out. When you make that niyat, I'm going to visit my Muslim brother. Even we're going for business, but make this niyat also, is my Muslim brother. He's a non-Muslim, is different. So wherever, Jamaat Namaz, how many Muslim brothers? And there is ikhlas also for no other reason. You're just going there, make niyat, I'll make ziyarat, I'll see a Muslim. You don't understand the value of seeing a Muslim, we take it for granted. Just to see a Muslim is a very big ibadat also. Pa gaya, wo bahare watan. That person who has made hijrat on your name, he has got this spring, autumn of spring, which is a wonderful season. The season of spring, wonderful season when everything is blossoming in the air, there is fragrance, there is freshness. So that person has found the spring of watan, of the home. The greatest enjoyment at home. Home is enjoyable. But the greatest enjoyment that person has got of home who has made hijrat for your pleasure. That means in hijrat. And we can't understand hijrat. We fast is only words. But Sahaba who went to Medina Sharif fell ill. Because the weather didn't agree with them. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who went and had financial difficulties. They were wealthy people in Makkah. They gave up everything and went empty handed for Allah's pleasure. So for such people, they can understand that this hijrat you made for Allah's name, though you sacrifice so much, you are in so much difficulty, but you are in the spring of your home. The greatest enjoyment of your home, if you did it for Allah Ta'ala. Asal hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. The definite hijrat is that you leave your town, your country, you go somewhere else. And that is actually for the sake of deen. That if you are in such a place where you can't practice deen, you go to a place where you are free to practice deen. So that is also not the actual hijrat. Hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, word which comes in the hadith al muhajir man hajara man Allah anhu. A real muhajir, the real hijrat is that person who gives up guna. Wherever you are, you give up guna. Yeh faizan aahu fuga dekh lo. This is the result of crying to Allah, sobbing, making dua to Allah. What is it that? Damane koh mein dil hai kaisa maga. You are in the damane koh, in the lap of the mountain. But how happy. And when you did it, then you are in so much of great enjoyment. That person, there is no doubt, he'll get the connection with the awliya, strong connection with Allah Ta'ala. Who is that? Jiske dil ko lagi hai, Buddha se lagan. That person who has found the love of Allah in his heart. That person who has recognized the Lord. That's what David is saying. And this person, how will you know that he has got that? That you will be thinking of Allah. Whatever ni'mat he's got, he thinks, Allah, you gave me this. Whether it's the car you're driving, whether it's the bed you're sleeping, whatever ni'mat, your namaz is, Ya Allah, you gave me. Our iman, our Islam. If a person thinks of it, then he has got that connection with Allah. But if we're just going through all these things like a computerized, we don't feel like a computer, got no emotions, no feelings. And whatever it's preparing, so wonderful, but no feelings. If we're also giving wonderful bayans, namaz also outwardly so wonderful, but no emotions in that. It's just like we are computerized. But that inside feeling, that is what is so great. Shahr-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, wherever the city of your beloved will be. When Shams Tabriz rahmatullah, people became greatly jealous of him, caused him a lot of trouble and inconvenience. He left Konya and he went away. Then Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah got news, he's gone to Shah, Syria. So he said one couplet at that time. He says, the Sham, and Sham means even. The Sham where my Shaykh is, what will be the morning of that? The evening where my Shaykh will be, what will be the morning of that place? And he went and he looked for his Shaykh, etc. So wherever your beloved will be, of that, ask a young boy when he goes to his in-laws to visit, how he enjoys going to the in-laws' place. So your beloved, and the true beloved, is your Shaykh. More than your Shaykh is your Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah is everywhere. Aashiqo ka suna hai, wahi hai watan. We have heard that he is actually the watan of the Aashiq. That where his beloved is, where his Shaykh is, that is where his enjoyment is. Phir Madina ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? What to explain to you the enjoyment of Medina? Kaash hota Medina mein mera watan. Only if I could be a resident of Medina Sharif, I could live there, inshallah. Kis tarah mein kahun dil se, eh dosto? How must I explain to you, oh my friend? From my heart, how to explain to you? And this is one thing, what is in the heart of a person. All of us can understand that what you want your wife to understand, what's in my heart. I wish she could understand. I wish my children could understand what's in my heart. A sheikh, I wish my murids could understand what I want for them. And a nabi, what he wants from his ummah. And perhaps everyone left this world with that sorrow that people didn't understand. The husband also feels my wife didn't understand me. The parents feel my children didn't understand me. A sheikh also, ustad, what he wants from his students. And nabi, what he wants from his ummah. That tamanna and that arzu. Hey Medina, fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Oh Medina, hundreds of our hometowns can be sacrificed for you. Nek logo mein ho sahibe darde dil. In pious people, they are pious, they are religious, mashallah, everything. They are even ulama, they are even muftis, everything. But a person who's sahibe dil amongst them, a person who's got connection with Allah. Hey chaman mein koi, jaise rashke chaman. It's like a person who is in the garden, And the garden envies that person. Hmm? The garden, the beautiful roses and the flowers. What a man this is, what a flower. A new flower comes into the garden and the rest of the garden envies that flower. So a person who is right amongst the pious people, he is like that person that the garden envies him. So to be sahib is to be connected to the Lord God. Rozo shab hai ye akhtar ki aankh hoga. This is my dua day on the day of my dua. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, Bakhsh de roze mahshar mein mujhe dul minan. He who is the most kind, most gracious, he forgives me. People who have preached this reality, they don't even ask for the ibadah to be accepted. They know what the ibadah is. That Allah forgives them, that is a great condition. Well, Allah grant us all this. How come you gave the class second term like this?
So rather than the last time when you give the class
already
before them. So you make it easy for the next person.
Mashallah. First, where if you think of it, you forgot to give it like this. Usually we think from our side. I give the class, now where must the person catch the class? Then mashallah, he remembered. He gave it like this. Now it's easy to take the class. This is it. Some of our friends, you explain them so much, but just as they don't understand. That is that, what is the tamanna in the heart, but the person doesn't. How much you study, how much must you study? MashaAllah.
Is there
some
time when you say that if you have to take
for tarbiyah, you feel, as you now take the person's name and say, and so all can benefit, or must you call him one side, then he'll benefit, others won't benefit. Or you say it in a general way, and you're trying for years, but the message's not going through.